Nihon Cricket Pod do yokoso. Welcome to the Japan Cricket Podcast, bite-sized edition, coming from Papua New Guinea, where we touched down yesterday. With me, I have two stars of the Japan cricket team, one of Japan's most capped players in Makoto Taniyama.
Nice to meet you, Makoto Taniyama desu.
And Japan's vice captain, Reo Sakulano Thomas.
Hey everyone, how are we doing?
Guys, great to have you here. I'm very excited about this interview. I'm not quite sure how it's going to go, but let's start off, Tani, with talking about your early time in cricket. Can you tell me, how did you learn to become a leg spin bowler?
I learned to YouTube.
And what were you watching on YouTube?
Shane Warne.
So Shane Warne is very much your hero?
Yes, my favorite hero.
I can tell, Tani, from watching you bowl, you look just like Warney. And you played some early tournaments with some players who are here this time, the Papua New Guinea boys, the Vanuatu boys. What can you remember from those tournaments? And any players that you remember playing with?
I know some Banats and the PNG member knows, but so come to a new member, I don't know too many players.
So, PNG
to Vanuatu to, it's like, probably 5-6 years ago, maybe. 5-6 years ago, maybe.
Were they fun memories? Did you enjoy those games?
Yeah, fun memories. We lose, but yeah, good experience.
Yeah, that was going to the Australian Country Cricket Championships, where the ACC had a team, and you were often selected as the leg spinner to go and represent Japan, which is exciting. Tani, what do you think of Papua New Guinea?
PNG is the most strongest in the EAP region, but we need a chance to win the game.
Yes, we do. We need a chance. Ray, I'm going to come over to you. You did the player diary today. Tell us a little bit about the last sort of, I don't know, 30 hours in Papua New Guinea.
I mean, minimal sleep of our tough schedule the last couple of days. I didn't really know what to expect out of a country like PNG, but like, you kind of hear everything bad about the country and like rarely anything good about the country, but everything so far has been great. Like, I know it's got its dangers like every other country, but never stayed in a hotel as fancy as the Hilton before, and great facilities, cricket stadium, the Amini Park with its turf nets and like ground facilities. Everything's been a pleasant surprise so far for me.
Yeah, people have been really friendly that we've met, haven't they? Like, everyone talks about the crime and don't leave the hotel, but actually everyone we've dealt with has been super friendly, really helpful, very keen to ask us a bit about Japan and to try and find out, you know, what we're doing here and how we're going about it, and help us when we need, right? I know you guys have been in the swimming pool. Have you found the gym yet?
I've not been up to the gym room, but
only a matter of time, right?
I will have to check it out. Yeah. Some of the boys have already, but I don't know how they're training and then going to the gym. My body's not capable of doing both.
So over the last couple of days, we've had some training sessions down at Amini Park. You mentioned the facility down there. Turf nets have been good. How have you enjoyed playing on that, and how do you think the team's going?
No, it's definitely been good. Like, we haven't been together as a whole group since May, when we played the Sri Lankan emerging team. So it's really good to have the group together and training together. And I think, we were confident. Is a word we'll say. We haven't played these teams in 5-6 years, like Tony said. So we don't really know what to expect, but you can only focus on what your group and you're bringing to the field. So as a group, I think we're fairly confident ahead for these next 10-ish days.
Tani, question for you, which I know you're excited. How are you bowling right now, Tani?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I try to more confidence and stock ball, eye ball, good ball.
More good balls.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. And the turf nets, nice to bowl on?
Yeah, maybe PNG is spin up pitch. I try to more turn on the ball. I try to caught out in the game.
Lots of catches. You just need Rao to be taking your catches, right?
Yeah, there is a piece of freedom.
Yeah, it's a big game tomorrow, Rao, as you mentioned. Last time we played Philippines was 2018. That was the last match we played, really, before the COVID pandemic hit. A lot on the line in this tournament. It's really important to get off to a good start, right, with the carrot of World Cup qualification.
Absolutely. I think from tomorrow morning, from the start of our warm-ups, that's where we set the tone for the rest of the tournament, and hopefully we just keep going up and up each and every game, improving little by little, and I'm sure if we do that, there's a massive chance that we'll be going to the World Cup next year.
How exciting a prospect is that? Is it something the boys are talking about as a group?
Yeah, definitely. It's our main goal from the start of last year, talking about getting to this tournament from October last year, and now that we're here, just want to keep tasting that same feeling of success and winning and going to the next stage.
It's good to be able to build that process step by step, isn't it? And, you know, even after this one, there'll be the World Cup and then it'll all start again. So the pathway is there and it's to be taken advantage of. Just finally, any words for the supporters back home?
Yeah, for the people watching back home, just we hear your support each and every day, and hopefully we can give it our best shot, so make you all happy back home.
And proud, I'm sure. Everyone will be watching on ICC TV. Final word to Makoto Taniyama. Tani, do you have any messages for people back home?
Same thing still.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for joining, guys. Great to have you. Yeah, something in Nihongo?
はい。今回の大会で、日本のクリケットの知名度が上がればなと思っているので、まあ、優勝してワールドカップ出れたら一番いいかなと思っています。
Seems I let you speak Japanese. You just keep going. Thanks, boys. Great to have you here. And good luck tomorrow. Big day.